Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At Tuesday's Democratic presidential debate, Senator Elizabeth Warren floated an idea, one that allows workers at big companies to elect members to the corporate board.
That'll make a difference when a corporation decides, gee, we could save a nickel by moving a job to Mexico, when there are people on the board in the boardroom saying, no, do you know what that does to our company? Do you know what that does to our community, to what it does to our workers?
There is a name for this in economics. It's called co-determination, and the Germans have been doing it for a long time. Simon Jaeger is an economist at MIT. Simon, welcome.
Thanks for having me on your program, Peter. I'm delighted to be here.
Sure. And Warren's plan would allow employees to elect 40% of a company's board. They'd go even further in Germany, where it's 50% for big corporations. How did the Germans come to this idea?
Yeah, so it's an idea that has a long tradition in Germany. So the Germans have had this type of institution for about 70 years. And it's actually the case that in medium-sized firms, so up to 2,000 employees, workers elect a third of the directors, and in large firms, it's actually 50%. But interestingly, often the decisions that these boards take are unanimous. So the workers and the shareholders' representatives negotiate until there's a compromise.
And Germany is one of the biggest capitalist countries in the world. It sounds like you're saying it's working out for them, okay?
Well, so originally the idea behind it was to empower workers, to give them voice and to give them responsibility. And the economic argument behind it is essentially twofold. So one, people have hypothesized that giving workers a seat on the board could lead to more cooperative relations between the firm's management and its workforce, so that workers and management conceive of each other as what the Germans call social partners. And second, workers might have important information about what's going on at the shop floor level, how to improve production or issues that are bothering them, including outsourcing. And that type of information may get lost in firms with deep hierarchies and multiple levels of management.
And is it much different than having a union?
It is very different because the workers here are directly elected to the corporate board. So once they are on the corporate board, they are co-equals with the other kind of the shareholder-elected directors, and they then see the books, and they are involved in decision-making, and, you know, they need to build majorities on the board. So it is a more cooperative institution rather than kind of like a firm head-to-head negotiating with a union.
Huh. So if Elizabeth Warren is elected as president, she wants to bring this to the United States. But, you know, the culture of the U.S. is different than Germany, even though they're both big capitalist countries. Do you see the idea of co-determination working here? This is a country where workers, frankly, don't enjoy as much power.
Well, it's hard for me to predict what would happen in the U.S., but I can tell you what we found based on our own research in Germany. And we actually found that firms that have to have workers on the board, and this is research with my colleagues at UC Berkeley, Benjamin Schofer, and Jörg Heining at IAB in Nuremberg, we found that these firms invest more and labor becomes more productive. Now I can say, well, perhaps this is something that only works in Germany because, you know, relationships between labor and capital are perhaps more cooperative. But what our evidence is consistent with is this might not be an institution that gives labor so much power at the end of the day. So suppose that worker representatives on the board pushed for incredibly high wages. In that case, the shareholder representatives in these large companies could still just outvote them, right? So in order to wield influence, the worker-elected directors need to build coalitions and compromise with the shareholders and propose solutions that work for both sides. It's always hard to predict what will happen in other countries, you know, where this hasn't been tried before. But I do think that it has the potential to be an institution that leads to more cooperative labor relations in other labor markets as well.
So what are the drawbacks? Because business owners and executives might say that giving workers so much say over corporate decision making might damage the company's competitiveness, especially in a world where other countries may not have the same policies.
That's exactly right. So I think you get at the main criticism. that has been raised about this institution. The workers will push for higher salaries. They'll make it harder to run these firms, and that will drive up labor costs. And that, in turn, will lead to shareholders wanting to inject fewer funds into these firms and actually, you know, investing less and kind of like these firms atrophying. Now, what we found in our research is that actually we don't find evidence for higher wages. Rather, we found that these companies produce more in-house and actually become more productive. So labor becomes more productive because workers have more machines and so on around. But we don't find effects on negative effects on productivity, for example.
That's Simon Yeager, professor of economics at MIT. Simon, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Peter. It was a pleasure.